Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Lita Gordon, Mortimer Stern, Pat Patrick, and our special guests for this evening, Roy Rogers and the Sons of the Pioneers. And here's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Go to sleep, you little rascals, you.
Talking to yourself? What's gotten into you, Charlie?
Well, if you must know, Bergen, I got worms.
Oh.
Silkworms, that is.
Oh, silkworms.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, where?
Well, right here in my pocket. Yeah.
Silkworm?
Uh-huh. You know what?
No.
I'm going to raise silk.
Well, well, so that's it.
Yeah. And these little silkworms are the charter members of McCarthy's wormatorium.
I see. Well, now, that's very interesting.
I think so, too. And instructive.
Yes, sir. Now, what do you expect to make out of this silk?
I'm going to be a silk stocking king.
Oh, I see.
Monarch of all I survey. Brother, that's pretty nice surveying.
All right.
Hubba, hubba, hubba. All right.
Manufacturing silk holes is not as easy as you think.
Why?
Well, you have no idea what goes in a pair of lady stockings.
Oh, come now. I wasn't bored yesterday.
But silkworms, they work very slowly.
Yeah?
How do you expect to get any production?
Oh, I got that worked out. I'm going to cross them with glowworms so they can work at night.
All right. And another thing, what about feeding them? What are you going to feed them?
Oh, just leftovers from the table.
Oh, no. I'm almost certain they live exclusively on mulberry leaves.
Oh, no.
Yes, yes. I'll ask Ray Noble. Ray.
Coming again.
Ray.
What's up, old boy?
What do silkworms live on?
Well, it really doesn't make much difference, old boy. I've never seen a worm yet that couldn't make both ends meet.
Yeah.
I rather liked it.
Yeah, well, you stand alone.
Yeah.
Ray?
Yes?
I think you've been seeing too much of yourself lately. And so have we. Goodbye, if you don't mind.
Why, goodbye? I mean, I'd rather hate to leave so soon, you know.
It's the least you could do after that one. Oh, let us not encourage him.
Charlie, tell me, do you have many silkworms?
No, I just bought a pair of them. Oswald and Chloe.
Oh, I see. You have named them already.
Well, sure.
How do you know which is Oswald and which is Chloe?
Oh, it's simple. You know, they always say a worm turns, you see.
Yes, I see.
And the one that doesn't signal before it turns, that's naturally the lady.
Well, you won't get much silk from just two silkworms, or I should say two caterpillars. That's what they really are.
Yeah, I know, but before long, I expect my caterpillars to have, a lot of little kitten pillars.
Oh, I see. Well, it's easy to see that you know nothing about the life cycle of a silkworm.
No, sir.
No, I think, Charlie, it's time that I explained it to you.
Yes, sir. But don't forget, sir, that I am still a sensitive, impressionable youth, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. What's the lowdown?
No. Well, to begin with, it's it's like this.
Well, get a grip on yourself, Bergen. You're blushing clear up to your widow's peak.
All right. First, the silkworm, or caterpillar, gorges itself on mulberry leaves, and then it starts spinning.
Ha-ha. A snootful.
No. No, it spins a cocoon around itself, and then after being locked inside for 3 weeks, do you know what it does?
Yeah, it yells, "Open the door, Richard."
No. No, a strange phenomenon takes place. It's called metamortimer. No. I mean, metamorphosis.
Yeah, well, watch it, bud.
Yes, I will.
Well, that settles it. We got to use shorter words here.
No.
Either that or get a smarter straight man. All right.
We all make mistakes.
Yeah, you certainly do.
Yes, I do. The word metamorphosis comes from the Greek word meaning to transform.
Gad, is there anything those Greeks don't have a word for? Oh, no.
Now, please, I think we've gone about far enough. What's the matter, Charlie?
Oh, Oscar and Chloe just tickled me. All right. I forgot I had a hole in my pocket.
Oh, I see. Well, let me see those silkworms of yours.
Okay.
Bring them out.
Okay. Here they are, Bergen. There they are.
Why, Charlie, these aren't silkworms at all.
They're not?
No. They're just ordinary earthworms. Why, you got gypped.
I did?
You certainly did. Now, what have you got to say?
Let's go fishing.
All right.
Lovely Anita Garden sings the beautiful ballad, Life Can Be Beautiful, accompanied by Ray Noble and his orchestra.
Life can be beautiful. How do I know? Somebody wonderful just told me so. Time when it's really fall. Love can come anytime at all. Nights can be heavenly. Take nights like this. What makes them only your kiss. Through all these many years, guess I always knew that life could be beautiful with you.
Coffee, you think Chase and Sanborn. When you taste Chase and Sanborn, that's shade-grown flavor. Everybody notices that big bonus of heartwarming coffee goodness. It's impressive from the very first sip of delicious Chase and Sanborn. It's extra flavor over and above what you normally expect. A lavish abundance of richer flavor from finer coffees grown in the shade. Now, that's the important feature. Shade-grown means flavor-grown. Because in the tropics, the rich, rich soil and the all-powerful sunlight make everything grow rapidly. And with coffee, of course, growing time is flavor-making time. The longer it takes, the better. That's why these finer coffees are planted under taller, leafy shade trees. The direct rays of the sun are cut off, so the soil has more time to do its work slowly and completely. Day after day, the coffee beans gather in more and more shade-grown flavor. So make the most of a grand opportunity. Ask for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor.
Why, Mortimer Snurt. What are you doing here?
Well, I was on the way over here, see?
Yeah.
So, I decided it wouldn't be out of the way to drop in on you.
Say, why didn't I see you at my 10th anniversary party last Sunday night?
Well, maybe it was because I wasn't there.
Well, I don't. But why weren't you there?
Well, because it was too fur to walk, that's why.
Too fur to walk? Why, you could have taken that red bus.
Yeah.
Well, it goes right there.
It does?
Yeah.
The red bus?
Well, of course.
Oh, well, if I'd have known I could have rode, I would have went.
Oh, no. I beg your pardon.
What did you do?
No. If I'd have known I could have rode, I would have went.
Yeah.
Mortimer, you must watch your speed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I can't. My nose kind of cuts off the view.
Well, you don't want to be an illiterate, do you?
I don't know. How are the hours?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I can help you with your grammar.
Well,
now let's take that sentence and pull it apart.
All right, yeah. You hold it down and I'll pull its legs off.
No. Now, I is a pronoun.
You will?
And take the verb. I ride, I rode, I have ridden.
Say, you give the bus company lots of business, don't you?
Now, will you please pay attention?
Yeah.
Ridden.
Yeah.
Ridden is the past participle of ride.
Ride a participle of ride. A real ride a participle.
Do you follow me?
No. I guess I missed the bus again, huh?
You poor boy. You poor boy.
Ill.
Sometimes I fear your mental processes become temporarily benumbed, putting you in the unenviable classification of a borderline imbecility.
Oh, hush up out there. Look at all them wise guys sitting out there. Mouths open.
Yes, I know. Now let's get back to where we were.
Yeah.
Where was I?
You were standing right there.
Yeah, I know. Let's talk about your grammar and dangling participles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought something was dragging. Yeah. Reckon it's my garter.
No. Mortimer, how can you be so stupid when the road to knowledge and success is made so easy to travel?
Well, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that.
If I'd have known I could have rode, I would have went. All right.
Roy Rogers is coming over.
Well, now, Anita, at your age, you shouldn't bother your pretty little head about things like that.
Oh, I don't bother it. Mr. Rogers does.
Yes, I know.
He's just super.
Yes.
He's a lucky chap. You know, when I was a lad, I wanted to be a cowboy.
Well, Ray, we all have those childhood dreams, but we soon get over them.
Oh, that's so true, Edgar, isn't it? Yes. Now I want to be an Indian.
Yeah. I'm an old cowhand from Chasing Sand. Yippee! Look what I brought with me, fellas. Roy Rogers, king of the cowboys.
Howdy, folks. How are you?
Well, hello, Roy. And tell me, what have you been doing?
Oh, still riding herd for Republic.
Oh, those Republicans are going into everything now, aren't they?
I say, you know, I always wanted to be a cowboy and ride one of those bucking quadrupeds. The only thing is, I look so ridiculous.
Oh, you're so right.
Well, most of us look ridiculous on the Dude Ranch.
Well, you know, Edgar, it seems to me that if Easterners send their children to a finishing school so that they'll behave in the city,
yeah,
well, then there should be an unfinishing school, you see, to roughen them up for dude ranching.
Yeah.
Say, that gives me an idea. Let's open up a boot camp for tenderfeet.
You mean you want to start a school?
Well, school is such a horrid word. Let's call it an academy. I can just see a big classroom filled with dudes and dudesses.
Oh, you can? I say, Charlie, can you see me?
Yeah. You're wearing a 10-gallon dunce cap.
You know that Wyoming will be your new home.
Well, that's what I like. That's
class, that's will that's please awesome. Come to order.
Oh, no.
Now I'm going to call the roll. Dead-eye noble.
Yippee! Oh, I mean present your tutorship.
Dead-head Bergen. Present, partner. Deadwood McCarthy.
Yeah.
Hackamore T. Smew.
Oh, I'm here.
He just came back from riding class.
Well, give him a bottle of liniment for his homework. Miss Prairie Chick Gordon, ma'am.
Valto Rooney and present.
Oh, Miss Prairie Chick, may I carry your saddle home tonight?
Why, sure.
Your first subject today will be how to sing Western songs.
Good.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce your instructor, Professor Ursel Twing.
Hi, friends. Flattery will get you nothing. Now, friends, I am the music teacher, and this class will be devoted to cowboy songs and their proper rendition. For goodness sake.
Well, what's the matter, Professor?
Well, to use the Western expression, somebody just pinched my poke.
Well, put some iodine on it and forget it.
Oh. So you're the music teacher.
Yes, I'm the music teacher. And I'll have you know that I'm a rooty tooty tooter, too. And now, friends, we will sing Home on the Range with all the burners open. And that reminds me, I forgot to pay my gas bill. All right, now, students. Please, I'll do it myself.
Okay.
Do, re, mi, sol, sol, friend. That's it. All together now.
Home, home on the range.
Spurs that yingle.
No, group, no, stop.
Spurs that yingle.
Well, now, just who on earth are you?
Eben, Yumpelonk Svensson.
Oh, yeah.
Eben, the tumbling tumble sweep. My front name is Axel.
Oh, well, what is your rear axle? What is your last name?
Well, there's Svensson.
Oh.
He looks more like a busted axle to me.
Yeah, well, just what is your purpose in coming here?
Well, I want to be wild and woolly.
Well, I don't think you'll ever be woolly.
Is that so? Well, you look kind of puny to me, too.
Keep it up. Go on, yes.
And you don't look very Western, either.
Oh, I don't. Is that so? Well, I'll have you know that my parents brought me out west in a covered wagon, so there.
Yeah, well, I don't blame them for being ashamed to let anybody see you.
Oh, that's very funny.
That was a snappy comebacker.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. Yes. There's been a little undercurrent of remarks to which I do not subscribe, and you've just been teasing and tormenting me, too.
Oh, I don't think.
I haven't been so provoked since my mother-in-law cut off my allowance.
Yeah, that must have been painful.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I just had enough of this, and I'm just as mad as all get out, and I think I will get out, so goodbye.
Too bad he's such a high-strung critter. All right, boys, I reckon I'd better take over.
Yeah, sure. We will all sing now. We got spurs that yingle.
Oh, no, we won't.
Oh, yes, we will. They got spurs that yingle. No, yangle. No, and yingle. No.
Boy, those Swedes are tough. All right, boys, start us off.
When each new day is born, I go riding.
Yippee-yay!
On the wide open plains I roam.
Yippee-yo!
Till the sun to the hills goes hiding.
Yippee-yay!
There will always be someone glad when I come home.
Yippee-yay! Yippee-yo!
End of day, home we go.
For a cowboy has to sing.
Bloody.
And the cowboy has to yell. Or his heart would break inside of him
at the gates of the home corral.
Now the long day is through on the prairie.
Yippee-yay.
There's a low-hanging sun in the sky.
Yippee-oh.
From the home corral we will tarry.
Yippee-yay.
And we'll sing of the roundups in the days gone by.
Yippee-yay, yippee-oh,
end of day.
For a cowboy has to sing,
bloody.
And the cowboy has to yell,
whee.
Or his heart would break inside of him
at the gates of the home corral.
There's a tired pony glad that it's over.
Yippee-yay.
With a song in my heart, so am I.
Yippee-o.
For tonight we'll be dreaming of clover.
Yippee-yay.
And we always will until the day we die.
Yippee-yay, yippee-o.
End of day, home we go.
For a cowboy has to sing,
bloody.
And the cowboy has to yell,
whee.
Or his heart would break inside of him
at the gates of the home corral.
Yippee-yay, yippee-o,
end of day.
Was very good, pupils. And now the next subject will be on horsemanship and horses.
Yeah, everybody open your scratch sheets to page 4.
Now, are there any questions? Please, Trigger, just the pupils, please. Mr. Noble, can you describe a horse?
Oh, yes, yes. A horse is a large, solid-hoofed, herbivorous mammal domesticated by humans since the prehistoric ages.
That's very good. That's very good, I think.
Yeah.
Say, Charlie, what nationality is this guy anyway?
Oh, I don't think so. He just reads a lot.
Charlie, have you ever ridden a horse?
Well, I rode a runaway horse one time for 3 miles.
Remarkable horsemanship.
Sure.
How did you manage to stay on him?
Well, my pants got caught in the saddle.
I see.
I was once thrown from a horse, you know.
On the prairie?
No, actually on the merry-go-round. No nickel, you see.
Yeah. Mr. Noble, how many legs does a horse have?
Yeah, and no fair looking in the back of the book, either.
Well, a horse has 4 legs, and there's one in each corner.
Correct. That's right. Now, for your lesson in riding, I'd like to have Trigger come up and help me. Whoa, 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 boy, whoa, Trigger. What we need around here is a hitching post.
Yeah, well, don't look at me.
Now, class, this is a standard type horse with the head on the front.
Yes, sir.
This is a saddle, and this is a saddle horn.
A saddle horn?
Yes, to be used only in passing other horses.
I see.
The saddle is held on by this band, which is called...
The belly band.
Watch your language. There's Easterners present.
Oh. Oh.
Yes, but look here. On which side of the horse do you put the gangplank?
Oh.
You mount the horse from the left side, understand?
Righto. Oh, left
side. It is... Well, it's very important to know your horse thoroughly. Now, I have Trigger so well trained that I can turn around on a biscuit without cutting the crust. Can you do that, Charlie?
No, sir, but I can turn on a donut without slipping in the hole.
Well, I will now mount the horse.
Oh, good.
Steady, Trigger. Steady now. Yeah. I am now on the horse. Say, what happened to Trigger's head?
Teacher, you're facing the wrong way.
So I am. Well... I will now show you how to dismount. Doggone it, who moved that ladder?
Professor, do you have time to teach us how to rope a cat?
Oh, yes, and I've always wanted to know how to throw a lorgnette, too.
Well, we might take a few minutes out to learn the art of roping and branding calves.
Yeah, Noble, you can be the cow, huh?
Oh, me a cow?
Yeah.
Oh, my dear boy, that's utter nonsense.
Yeah. Go ahead and play the part. Go ahead.
Oh, very well, very well. Moo, moo, and all that sort of bovine rot, you know.
I reckon we ought to fatten this critter up a bit.
We ain't got time. Start swinging your lasso.
All right, I swing my rope like this.
Yeah?
There, I got it.
Yeah, good.
Now I tie all 4 feet together like this.
Yeah. Stop, you're wrinkling my suit.
Oh, that's all
right. Let's see now, what kind of a brand shall we put on?
Well, Jason Sanborn, that's standard brand.
All right.
You can get richer, more flavorful coffee easily today. Just ask for Chasen Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor. That's the easy way, the safe way to greater coffee pleasure. And so many people take advantage of that that all records are broken. More people prefer Chasen Sanborn coffee today than ever before. Everybody wants the extra richness, the added satisfaction that comes from higher quality coffees, slow-grown in tropical shade. Yes, the good word has swept the country. Shade-grown flavor is on everybody's tongue, and that's just the place for it. Naturally, there's more flavor there to enjoy, so more people enjoy it. These finer coffees store up shade-grown flavor slowly, day after day. They ripen fully, mature completely, shielded from the sun. Put this bonus of flavor in your cup. Don't eat another meal without it. Don't wait until mealtime to enjoy it. Remember, by the cup, you call it coffee. By the pound, it's Chasen Sanborn. Ask for Chasen Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor. Be sure and listen in next Sunday when Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble, Anita Gordon, and Pat Patrick will welcome as their guest, Jane Wyman. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chasen Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor. Roy Rogers and the Sons of the Pioneers can soon be seen in their first color picture, Republic's Apache Rolls. They can also be heard on your radio program, Alka-Seltzer's Saturday Night Roundup, over these same stations. This is Ken Carpenter speaking to you from the Pasadena Playhouse, Pasadena, California.
Remember the letters F and E for flavor, nutrition, economy. Coupon and margarine gives all three. Flavor, nutrition, economy.
Why be satisfied with just one or even two of these advantages? Buy Blue Bonnet and get all three. Flavor, delicious flavor. Fresh, delicate, country sweet. Blue Bonnet is made of pure, wholesome products of fine American farms. Nutrition, prove nutrition. Blue Bonnet margarine is rich in food energy, rich in vitamin A. Economy, Blue Bonnet saves you real money, and it's a real treat. Table spreads are still scarce. Your grocer may not always have Blue Bonnet, but keep looking, asking. It's worth it to get delicious Blue Bonnet.
Remember the letters F-N-E, for flavor, nutrition, economy. Buy Blue Bonnet, yes sirree. Blue Bonnet margarine gives all three.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.